This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A crowd of roughly 20 people took part in a Straight Lives Matter rally in Sydney over the weekend, which was roughly 29,980 less people than the city's recent marriage equality rally. Counter-protesters and members of the LGBTI community had been warned to avoid the event, with advocates suggesting the event organisers were deliberately trying to provoke a response from Yes voters. The event took place in Green Park, and while a stage had been set up for host Nick Foulkes to address the anticipated crowd, the park was sparse and the crowd was modest. Over the weekend, thousands of people received a Vote Yes text message, linking them to a pro-marriage equality website, but not everyone was happy to receive the text, which was sent to randomly generated mobile numbers. Reactions on social media were mixed, with some people raising privacy or harassment concerns and others attempting to put things into perspective. One user tweeted, "If an unsolicited text message changes your vote on marriage equality to no, then you have used it as an excuse to be a homophobe." After Tony Abbott alleged a Yes campaigner headbutt him in Hobart last week, the 38-year-old man charged over the incident has spoken out to distance himself from the issue. The self-described anarchist has been charged with one count of common assault by Tasmanian police and said he was motivated by a long-standing dislike for Abbott and not at all by the Yes campaign. The man has been granted conditional bail and will face court over the allegations next month. Tasmania's upper house has unanimously agreed to legislation that will wipe historical criminal records for gay and trans people in the state. Tasmania was the last state to decriminalise homosexuality and the only state to criminalise cross-dressing. The upper house blocked the decriminalisation of homosexuality repeatedly in the 1990s. Equality advocates have praised Tasmania's upper house and its decision to wipe the criminal records. About 10,000 people are estimated to have attended the Brisbane Pride rally in March over the weekend, a record high for the event. This year, the rally also included a special flag exchange ceremony between the LGBTI and Indigenous communities. Several religious anti-LGBTI protesters were present at the rally with signs warning of damnation to hell, but their message was drowned out by the thousands of marches. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. The Brisbane Hustlers rugby team have won the Purchase Cup over the Sydney Convicts in Melbourne. The Hustlers won 22-10 in the grand final of the annual competition, which features six gay inclusive teams from Australia and New Zealand. Hustler coach Darren Haggerty says the cup has been a welcome escape from the negativity of the marriage equality debate in Queensland, but praised Australian Rugby Union for supporting the Yes campaign. Top 100 tennis player Johanna Larsson has come out as gay. The number 85 Swede has made it to the round of 32 at Grand Slams three times in the last 4 years and came out in an interview with Sweden's public TV, SVT. The 29-year-old said distractions and fear kept her from accepting herself, but now she lives with her girlfriend Amanda Strang and has been warmly embraced by family since coming out. Former tennis star Margaret Court has again voiced her opinion on same-sex marriage, saying that it will destroy all major holidays, including Mother's Day, Easter, and Christmas. And finally, last week the AFL changed its logo on AFL House to the word Yes for 24 hours in support of same-sex marriage. Players like North's Ben Brown and AFLW's Darcy Vesio gathered at Docklands to launch the sign, but there have been negative reactions from sports personalities and teams. Carlton Footy Club released a statement saying that they would not be choosing a side in the debate, with fans labelling it an attack on human rights. AFL Footy Show host Sam Newman blasted the league on last week's show for getting involved in political matters and telling people who to vote for, but then host Eddie Maguire defended the league's stance.
What gives you the right? You are nothing more than obsequious, fawny, sycophantic political whores. Let people go to the football and do what they want to do, just watch the game.
Just as you have the right in a democracy to say what you believe in, so too do they have the
opportunity. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. If you put to the AFL, do you stand for discrimination? They'd have put no up on the wall.
CEO Gillon McLachlan told 3AW the AFL are a community leader who support equality. The next day, AFL House was evacuated due to a hoax bomb threat, but it's unknown whether it was related to the logo.
I reckon that's been lost a bit. I'm not telling anyone how to vote, but what we're saying is this is what the AFL stands for.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.